Dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hi.
It's Catherine Cappuccino.
It's Patrick Cappuccino, and this is Seek Treatment.
It's Soik Treatment, a podcast about boys. Sex, fucking dating, but also it's not about those things.
And it's about nothing at all.
Was that me? Click.
I don't hear it.
Oh, it's you.
We have to be honest about what just happened.
I know. We started and then the microphone was popping.
I was accused of being creating a popping sound.
Now, you know what I have to say? Do you remember? I believe that it was... So my dad had both an Alanis Morissette album and I believe a Nelly Furtado album in his car. And there was one song on one of those albums. My dad's gay. And my dad is gay by vibes. And there was a track on one of the albums that was like, watching the popcorn machine go pop, pop, pop. Does anyone remember that?
No.
I have to look it up. Pat, your mic's still doing it. Happier than ever.
Should we include some of that? I almost want it to be raw and real. And that's, you know what that's taking a page out of the book of?
Well,
modern day Teen Mom. Because do you know the story of Teen Mom?
Can you actually, I have no idea. So can you just tell us, for those of us not in the know, what the hell you're talking about?
I can. It's going to take a second, but it's going to be well.
That's okay. I'm excited.
Okay. So basically in like 2008, 2009... what have you, MTV created a show called 16 and Pregnant, which told the story of girls who actually were 16, but at the same time pregnant. And that actually happened when I was in college. And for some reason, I did watch.
Where was it set?
All over the country. That's what's cool about it is you see like randomly like a girl, like you see a random person who lives in Omaha, Nebraska. And then you'll see people who live in like the most random areas you could ever imagine, like so random.
So random that
I can't even name one because I would go to on the nose random and that would make it not random. You know what I mean?
like
North Dakota is actually not random because it's like the go-to random, if that makes sense.
That makes so much sense.
Anyways, but Omaha, Nebraska is kind of perfect, but actually like also smaller because that's almost like a big town. That's where Farrah is from. But anyways, so
Farrah's the porn star. We'll get there.
So with the most interesting stories, which is Amber, Caitlin, Macy, Farrah, they made Teen Mom in like 2010. And that ran for 4 seasons. And it kind of ended when Amber actually did have to go to prison.
For what?
For lots of things. It honestly is medium fucked up. But like basically what happened was in like season 2 or 3, she had an incredibly explosive relationship with her baby daddy, Gary, who's one of the worst people, but,
oh, no.
But means well sometimes, but he'll always say this. He'll always be like, how about you stop yelling at me or I'll take Leah from ya? Because he has full custody.
And he's what, like 19?
Well, yeah, now they're in their, like, late 20s, or early 20s. But, like, well, now they're probably in their late 20s. They're probably a couple, or even 30s. They're probably a couple years younger than me. But, like, he had full custody and he would always use it against Amber, who already had anger problems. So, like, she would really file a hate ban. But anyways, it's basically what happened was Amber, like, would be, like, she would punch him and she punched him a lot. And, like, she punched him on the staircase one time in the MTV cameras.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really disturbing to watch, actually.
Horrible.
She is really angry. She's a really angry young woman. And ultimately... she did. Oh, so then CPS. Oh, so then she was like on probation. She was like on probation because of that. And then she's also addicted to opiates. And then she like violated her parole somehow.
No.
So she ended up getting sentenced to 5 years in prison, but it was reduced to 1.5 years. So like MTV cameras kind of went away for 3 years in 2012. They did 4 seasons. And Farrah is like one of the worst ones ever. And Farrah is the kind of person who actually has the most interesting speech pattern because she doesn't quite understand prepositions or like tenses and stuff. So she'll say things like, for instance, if she ever says she wants something, she'll say, I'm wanting to, like, she'll be like, she'll go to like a tanning salon, she's like, I'm wanting to get a tan, I'm not wanting to do that. Like, she always says I am wanting or I'm not wanting. So just I want or I don't want.
I'm wanting to do that.
Anyways, I'm kind of bored of explaining it, but then basically when
Amber went to, and so basically the
girl's girl of the bunch who like everyone connects with and relates to is Macy, because she's kind of like responsible, and her ex was really hot, but then he basically also struggled with opiates.
I need visuals.
Google Ryan Teen Mom Early Days. Okay. In early days, Ryan, I was...
Early days, I used
to
be, Ryan.
When I was in college, I was so attracted to Ryan. I wished we could be together, even though he was so cruel and mean to Macy. And he is pretty bad. And his parents' names are Jen and Larry. And they are interesting because they present as like a normal like Tennessee. They all live in Tennessee, and they all.
Oh my god!
And they all.
This is crazy.
Jen and Larry present as like a normal Southern parents who actually are kind of good parents despite raising a truly awful child, and they're good to Bentley, who is Macy and Ryan's shared son. But then at some point you get to a place with Jen and Larry after a few years where you're like. Why are you guys on TV? Like, why are you still trying to be on TV? Like, if you were truly normal as you claim, Jen and Larry, you wouldn't be on TV. You wouldn't be, like, no normal Tennessee, like, 63-year-old couple needs to be on TV every second. Needs to be on MTV's Teen Mom every second. You know what I mean?
The thing that just popped up for me was Teen Mom OG star Macy Bookout responds to negative backlash for putting 11-year-old son on strict diet.
Wait, really?
Well, that's the backlash she's responding
well,
to.
Well, that's weird. Anyways.
So how old's her son now? I guess like...
He's probably like 13 now, but essentially crazy. In 2012, Amber went to prison. The cameras went down. 3 years later,
Amber gets out.
Okay.
Wow.
And the cameras start up again. And at first, Farrah is not included because in that 3-year interim, she did decide to move into... she did decide to move into porn via... Like
yeah,
a fake,
I remember that.
Like a fake leaked sex tape. And then also she was like, this is definitely a certain type of person in our society. The kind of person who like does molds of their like anatomy as sex toys. You know what I mean? It's very like Dustin Diamond, like a dildo of my penis.
I literally tried to get Brian, one of this porn star we like, but I couldn't find her particular pussy, which is so fucked up.
I would never want. For me, it would never need to be like, oh, it needs to be just like this person's. That'd be so
it was like,
cool.
It was a kind of classic sexy gif that's a joke, but also real, ultimately.
Yeah, totally.
I've been having really good sex.
That's great to hear. But wait, just very quickly, basically when they came back, Farrah
No, please keep going.
Farrah wasn't included at first. And
because, what's wrong with Amber's husband?
Well, is her current?
What's the guy's name who was horrible to her?
Gary.
Oh, I don't see him. I see Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew's what we call her current. And I'm actually not even up to Andrew yet in my rewatch. There was a person in between Gary and Andrew named Matt who was, say it with me, 43 years old. He literally...
Oh like, my god, this is Gary?
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's not sad. And, but wait.
This is so awful. Are these people okay?
No, none of them are okay. But they're all doing their best and that's what we care about.
I hope they're getting paid a lot.
You know, I think what it is like, I think they probably make about, like, 500K a year probably from this. But, you know.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like a lot. But it's, like, if you're on TV for truly 10 to 12 years of your life, maybe it doesn't feel like that much. But, like, but also they live in truly, like, the smallest markets you could ever imagine. And a lot of them were truly living, like, below the poverty line. Like, Caitlin and Tyler grew up in, like, trailer parks and stuff. So it is. Interesting. You don't see that for real on TV when the storyline isn't like trailer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's how did like, they find these teens originally?
I mean, and you'd have to talk to MTV casting directors.
Teen Mom.
They actually didn't.
Oh my god.
MTV didn't involve me in the casting process for 16 and Pregnant because I was only a junior in college. And they thought I should focus on my studies. So MTV didn't consult me on casting for 16 and Pregnant in 2008.
Oh my god. My friend recently told me that her mom is really into Teen Mom, so I need to connect you guys.
Oh, please, please, please connect me. So, in most recent seasons, so basically I started the rewatch for no reason, and then now I just started the first season back, which what they do then, this is why I brought it up, is they pull the cameras back and we really see the production. Like, we see, like, the woman named Kiki, who's, like, a 45-year-old, like, woman in a beanie, who's, like, the producer who's talking to them. They're like, so, Ambi, what is the deal? Like, how are you feeling about this? Like, why don't we do a scene where you, like, really talk about how you're feeling about, you know, Gary. And, like, what Gary said to you yesterday. And Amber is like, Kiki, I'm not in the mood right now. Like, it's a no, Kiki. And then Amber's... What I love about Amber and why she's ultimately a girl's girl is she is never...
Is Amber your favorite?
No. I mean, basically, Macy has to be your favorite. It's illegal for her not to be. But, except for this, like, diet gate that I found out about, except for her 11-year-old son being on absolute keto. But
strict was in quotes, just for the record.
But then I like, Farrah is my favorite, and that, like, I'm fascinated by her. And then Caitlyn's my favorite in some ways. Caitlyn's on who I always say, I feel like Caitlyn when I'm depressed and my boyfriend's not. That's when I feel like Caitlyn from Teen Mom. Because her story is being, like, wildly depressed, and her husband's like, can you not be depressed, how about? And she's like, no. And he's like, I don't want to be with someone who's depressed like this. But then Amber, like, I do feel for and will always root for till the day I die. But
well, it sounds like she's been abused.
She also did abuse. She's the one who did abuse.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
But she was emotionally abused, I would say. I mean, they all have, I think, traumatic pasts that are never fully explained. And that's also part of the draw. It's like, you're always feeling like you're looking at the tip of the iceberg, where the number one question always seems to be, like, how did you get this way? Basically, with specifically Amber and Farrah, you're just always like, how did you get this way? And what can I do to help? But anyways, the reason Amber is 100% a girl's girl is she is under no circumstances is she ever not sitting on a sectional sofa. She is always on a sectional in every iteration. Every new apartment is always, like, her on a sectional with, like, a fuzzy blanket. And she's, like, telling producers.
God, I love a sectional.
And it's her telling producers, like, she doesn't feel like talking about the Gary drama right now.
God, I love a sectional.
Basically, when they came back, Farrah wasn't asked to come back because, like, it was 3 years later.
Because of the porn or just in general?
Yeah, because of the porn, and also because I think she's also, like, a nightmare to work with. It's so crazy how she talks to people. She is the rudest person I've ever watched on television or all. I've never seen someone treat people the way she treats people. It's crazy. Anytime anyone says anything, she's like, yeah, duh. I mean, shut up. Like, she just is always. I have to send you, like, video clips. I want to make an Instagram called Farrah Being Rude, and it's just clips of Farrah being rude to people for truly no reason. And, but anyways, halfway through the season, they bring Farrah back, and Macy, like, says she's quitting, and then, like, Farrah and Macy, like, have a big fight. But the last thing I'll say is that Amber, when we come back, she seems to be single, and Gary has a new girlfriend, this woman named Christina, and then, like, a few episodes in, she reveals that she's been secretly dating this guy named Matt this whole time. And she, like, brings him down from her attic. Like, truly, like, Jane Eyre style. Like, she, like, brings him up from her basement. And he's, like, hi. And he's this, like, 43-year-old from Boston. She's 24, mind you.
No.
And so he's from Boston. And then, like, in one scene, they're like, I'm really glad Matt's going to get to hang out with Leo, who's her daughter, before he goes back to Boston. And, like, they hang out. And then it shows them back on their sectional. And, like, Heather, who's their producer, I think, was like, wait, so are you going back to Boston? He's like, no, I actually just let go of my apartment. And Amber was like, oh, what? And he's like, yeah, I guess I'm moving here and staying here from now on. And she was like, I love you. And now they just got engaged. But it goes on to be a huge problem. But anyways, I don't want to talk about Teen Mom anymore.
Well, that was definitely illuminating. I don't know. I guess I would like it if I watched it. You know?
You might. It's profoundly comforting because it's like, there's not necessarily any storylines, per se. Sure. There's nothing you have to follow. It's just these little slices of life.
Of life. I have to come clean and say that I feel so tired. It's actually crazy. So I'm glad you're taking the reins.
Okay.
Keep writing.
This is the last thing I'll say. The first four seasons of Teen Mom are ultimately an exploration of, like, the minutiae of kind of middle America. And And the latter seasons are more about an exploration of what it is to be on reality television in this way, where your child's whole life has been documented by these cameras. And, like, tabloid culture is very much a thing where, like, a storyline will be, like, a magazine came out with, like, allegations on the cover that, like, one of the girls is a bad mom and they have to, like, deal with a backlash. Oh, and that'll be a storyline in latter seasons. You know what I mean? It changes. The tone of it certainly changes. But anyways.
Sorry,
oh, God, I look awful, huh?
I'm so retarded. I got back from my vacation last night. Get this. You'll never believe this. Plane lands. Guess how long it takes till I get off the plane.
Oh, my God. There's no number that's too high for me to believe this. I'll keep you on there for weeks. That is so crazy.
So I'm sitting mind you, we landed at like 10, we landed at like 9:30 p.m. So I'm sitting there. We're not off the plane until like 11:30. Then, LOL, the cab line was absolutely long.com. And I felt bad because Brian, he goes, it won't take too long. And I was like, you don't know. You had no idea.
He didn't know how long this line can take.
You didn't know how long the cab line, because sometimes the cab line can be, no, the cab line is usually pretty bad. I got the best massage of my life today from a woman named Cindy. Shout out to Cindy. I love you. I would die for you. I won't tell you where because I don't want everyone going to her. I'll tell you off air, Pat. And I had a massage, and then I did one of the saddest things in American history, which was I went to the McNally Jackson notebook store, which is
Paradise.
Oh, Pat, you would die. It's on West 8th, and it's like instead of selling books, they just sell like notepads and pens. You haven't been?
Oh. Wait, is it by
You've been because you love it. I feel like I went with you.
We went to a notebook store and a pen store one time near Washington Square Park.
Yeah. It's that.
Oh, cool.
And so I thought this might change my life. I bought this like planner, this leather-bound planner.
It's really beautiful.
It says diary and it says 2022 and it's like this gorgeous Japanese brand. So there's all these like maps of Japan in the back.
Yeah, they have really good planners, Japan. They come out with some really cute stuff in the world of planning.
They really do. And this one's gorgeous. And I feel, and then I got something even more psycho than a planner because I was duped and I was living in a fantasy while I was in the store and I can't really bring myself to tell you, but I'm going to because I don't have anything else to say. I got, this is called, you're going to absolutely shoot me dead. If I stop talking after I say this, it's because I've been shot dead. this is what's called a 5-year diary. And every page is a day with 5 little spaces for each of the next 5 years. So every day. So as you're going, you can go back and see what you've said.
Oh, wait. That's actually incredible.
But I need to get Pat. I need to get you one of these 5. It's really cute size. And I only have one entry. It says, the one entry I did was December 30th, 2021. Wonderful massage from Cindy. Then bought this at McNally Jackson. Waiting at the Marlton for Alex.
Alex.
That's my journal entry.
I love that.
Thank you. So that's what I did today, and then I hung out with my friend Alex, and then I took a hot bath, and then tonight I'm having dinner with my dear friend Simon, who's an absolute delight, and she's in town. She lives in New Zealand, and I haven't seen her in, I saw her like at the beginning of the pandemic, I guess. I don't know, it's been a really long time. I met her through Amy Beth Saul. Do you know the story about my friend, about the story about Alex? Because Amy worked on Barry, and Alex like ran into one of the actors from Barry that she really likes, and she went to say hi. And she Amy's Instagram handle is Amy Beth Saul.
Yeah,
and Alex was like, "Oh, I love you. I'm Barry. I'm really good friends with Amy Beth Saul." And then I was like,
"It's so crazy."
The guy was like, "What?"
Oh my god, that reminds me. Did I ever tell you the story of when I got detention my senior year?
No, detention is so, like, is detention real?
That was my thought, exactly. It felt nothing like in the movies. It was actually really boring. I didn't make a club. I didn't make friends for life with people I otherwise would have never come into contact with.
You didn't bring sushi for your Saturday detention?
When I was in senior year, it was homeroom, which for us, homeroom is different for everyone.
Homeroom meant, did it mean something to you? Because it did not mean anything to me.
It didn't mean anything to me, except what it did mean to me was that basically, like, it's by alphabetical order. So, like, basically me and all the R's, we go into this one classroom for only 10 minutes after the second period. So you do 2 periods, then you'd go to your homeroom, which was you just be there for 10 minutes. And it wasn't clear, like, why we did that, but we did. And nothing would happen there. But one time this dean, Miss Becker, came storming in. It was like the very end of my senior year and I had lost my uniform shoes, so I just was wearing sneakers. And she like walked up and down and saw my sneakers and she was like, "Give me your ID card, you have detention." And I was like looking through I was like flustered and I was kind of, in high school I kind of was like how I am now. So I didn't know where anything was. I didn't know where my ID card was. I couldn't find it in my thing. Sure. And she was like getting really annoyed and waiting. And I was like, "Sorry, I can't find my ID card." She's like, "Okay, write down your ID number on a piece of paper."
No.
So I'm like, I needed a piece of paper. I had to like ask someone next to me, like, "Can I have a piece of paper?" She's like, "You know when like someone literally is like tapping their foot waiting for you?" And it's like, "What are you, a cartoon character?" She was doing that. And then I finally got a paper and I finally got a pen, which I also didn't have. I had to borrow it. I had to like crowdsource it from the room. And I'm like really nervous.
Pens
like,
are your famous joke. Pens are family style.
Pens are family style. Pens are for everyone. And I am literally like so panicky and like, I'm like, oh my God, she's like so pissed. So I like just write down really fit quickly. Like, and I start, and cause she had told me to write down my ID number and I hand it to her. But as I'm handing it to her, I see the paper and I realize that in my haste, I've just written Pat 3188, which was my screen name at the time. And then she took it and I grabbed it back out of her hands and she was like, what are you doing? And the whole class was watching. And I was like, I wrote down my screen name by accident and everyone burst out laughing. Everyone laughed at me.
That is funny. But did they think you were like trying to be tricky, but really you were just like...
No, excited? They were like, what? Kind of the vibe in general was like, what is this kid's deal always?
Detention. I don't think I ever got that.
You know, so many people...
We get citations. In the fifth grade, we get citations. And I got one for talking and laughing too loud in the computer lounge.
That's what the computer lounge is for.
The computer lounge is for LOLing.
Do you know what I always wished when I was little?
Tell me.
I wish that my high school would be like how this high schools are on TV shows like Buffy and like other WB shows where there's like a couch in the middle of the hallway. There's a couch that you sit with your friends.
It's like, yeah, you're like, what's it? Central Perk. There's like Central Perk, but it's high school.
Yeah.
Like, and then Endotation is writing on the board like, I will not disrespect Mr. Goopy again.
Wait, and what else? You know, when I talked about that girl from my high school who like was doing eyebrows before people did eyebrows, like penciling her eyebrows, and like
and she like turned out okay.
No, she turned out to be like an alt-right like fake reporter who doesn't believe in science.
Oh, that's too bad.
Her biggest passion is like being a fake reporter, and her second biggest passion is like not believing in science, and her third biggest passion is being the first person to ever pencil in eyebrows. But since I talked about her on the pod, literally like so many people from my high school that I didn't even know listened were like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
That's so
and then someone who didn't even go to my high school found her. Someone somehow like literally like went through like my followings and found her.
Well, people aren't afraid to get in there, I'll tell you that much.
I love it. I love it.
I love people.
I love it.
Gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. Over 97% of women aged 19 through 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting the recommended daily intake of omega-3s. Ritual is essential for women 18 and up. Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up, like me. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. I love taking my rituals. It feels like a little easy thing I can do to make me, as a woman 18 and up, feel powerful in my blood, bones, and brain.
Yes, and even though I am not a woman, I do actually use their protein, and it's really good. I have been liking it to recover after runs or workouts or little things like that. So it's been really
That's
helpful.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And right now, what I'll say is Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/seek treatment and turn healthy habits into a ritual. Right in time for the new year, that's 10% off at ritual.com/seek treatment.
That's ritual.com/seek treatment.
Have you ever been on a date and it's going well and then all of a sudden they drop a huge deal breaker?
Oh my gosh. You mean like they reveal they don't vote? Yes, I have. That has happened to moi.
Well, thanks to the dating app OkCupid, ever heard of it? You may never be in that situation again. You know why? Oh, because OkCupid finds people you're most compatible with.
Here's how it works. The OkCupid app learns what's important to you by asking you questions. Then the app's one-of-a-kind algorithm pairs you with people that care about what you care about, like puppies and reproductive rights.
In fact, did you know OkCupid is the only dating app in the world that lets you filter out singles that don't care about the issues you care about, from climate change to being pro-choice to LGBTQ rights?
It's time to find your person. Download the dating app OkCupid today.
And find love. Okay, so I haven't seen you since you... So I don't think I gave it to you, but you had COVID too.
Yeah, I don't think you gave it to me either. I don't know who did, because Angela never got it. Angela never got it, so I don't know where I got it.
So you were, so how long did, so you were literally in a room alone by yourself, isolating. Did you feel crazy or did you love it?
Both. When I was first up, because like I had a hotel, because basically like.
We have to shout out.
I mean, if you think he's not going to be my crush of the week, you're crazier than I ever could have imagined. So basically, like, I was staying at the Silver Lake Pool and Inn, which is where I recorded our last episode, if listeners remember. And that time ran up, but I was like, and there was no more like vacancies. So I didn't know what I was going to do, where to stay. I ended up staying at this unbelievable friend, Jesse Spano at Twitter, named Will, who listens to the pod. And
Will is everything. And he's already a dear friend because we connected in Jackson Hole, Wyoming during my road trip.
Oh, was that where you connected? I thought it was in Texas.
No, I think he lives in Austin, but he literally. I need to know everything about him. He's incredible. I think he saw.
Anyways, he let me use his apartment in Santa Monica because he wasn't there.
Something popped up my phone. But anyways, we connected in Jackson Hole and we had a really lovely dinner. I think we had pizzas, like wood burning fancy pizzas.
Well, if you're listening, plug your ears. I had such a crush on him for the entire time I was staying there because like room raiders and it was like falling in love with someone because of like their apartment, which is room raiders culture. It was like kind of a nice apartment. It was just like really cool sectional sofa and like well decorated, and that made me feel like I was 50 Shades of Grey, if that makes sense. If you stay in someone's apartment and they're kind of have a nicer apartment than you, then it's 50
that's
shades
so
of gray.
50 Shades. Especially if it's like, if it's minimalist, if it's like,
yeah, it was minimalist and it was very much like I have to stay here while he's out to work and he's gonna come home and absolutely abuse me. But he never came home because he wasn't at work. He wasn't in state. I was by myself for days. But I did the bleakest thing ever, which is I opened a notebook, wrote on top of it like new ideas, waited for 7 minutes, closed the notebook, and put team on back on. I have to shout out that the number one thing that I found out about myself is that I love the LA salad place called Tender Greens, and I developed a chemical addiction to it.
So I've never even had that.
It's so crazy what I ultimately chose to do, because I was like cognizant about not trying to go downstairs to receive food too much. I woke up, but even if I wasn't, I still think I would have done this. I woke up every morning, reached for my phone in my first moments of consciousness, pulled up Postmates, ordered 3 salads from Tender Greens, 2 of the same one that I was my favorite, and then one new, what I called the experimentation salad, which is when I tried something, one new thing each day. And then they brought all 3 salads, and I just, like, kept them in the fridge and rationed them out throughout the day. And it was heaven on earth.
Can you tell me... Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh.
Allison, be careful of the spinning thing.
Okay, so everyone... So I just want to announce that I've been spinning a fidget spinner, and now I'm going to stop.
Cool. Wait, I was going to ask you, what do you get from Tender Greens?
So there's, like, one salad that's kind of, like, the main salad that's, like... It's kind of like plain, but they're like
me saying before you said a single thing. The main one.
It's kind of plain, but it's kind of like what it. And I built this narrative in my head. It feels like this was just a salad some guy used to have, and he would bring it to work every day, and his coworkers would be like, "That looks really good." And he'd be like, "It's just like essentially chicken and like lettuce, whatever, and it's just the sauce I put on it." And they're like, "No, it that looks incredible. Can I have some? Oh my god, this is amazing! You should open a salad place." And he was like, "I could never." And then he ends up like. Because of the popularity of this one salad he makes, like building an empire called Tender Greens. And then so he populates the menu with all these other salads. So that is the mythology around Tender Greens that I made up in my head, but I do believe is true. And so basically there's like one, it's like just like a salad with chicken that has like kind of.
And if you believe something, it is true.
Yeah. So that was like their main salad. And I got 2 of those. And then I would always try something else. They had what I would describe as the best cob of my life. I want to work at Tender Greens and eat there free every day.
Blue cheese or goat? Or what?
I don't remember. Blue cheese.
Do they not have it in New York?
I don't think so. Oh, this is... So in my... This is how I describe Tender Greens.
When they don't have something in New York, it's like...
This is how I describe Tender Greens. It's like if... I told you this. It's like if Chopped and Sweet Green met in the middle. And what I mean by that is like... Sweet Green takes itself so seriously. It's ridiculous. Sweet Green thinks it's like going for an Oscar award with each salad it makes. It's like, calm down. It's just salad. Calm down. Like squeezing.
It's not just salad.
Just salad is not even a salad place anymore. But then Chopped, it's too much. It's like, we need an adult in the room. Yeah. You guys are kids going crazy in here. And we need a grown up at Calabrian to calm down.
The lines at the Chopped and Flatiron make me feel like I've never known math. I'm like, how is there, like, There's like, it feels like, it looks like sand going through an hourglass, the line. It's like somehow it all, everyone gets through, but it doesn't make any sense and there's no rhyme or reason. Sweetgreen lately, I hate to say it, but I feel like they've been really sloppy lately. Whenever I go in, I'm like, does anyone work here and do they care about me?
I'll avoid going to Sweetgreen at all costs, but of course I'll go there sometimes. And of course I went there with my
I have to talk about
my
something.
Ex-crush, my last crush before Angelo. I remember I went to Sweetgreen with him.
How could I forget? So I walked down the highway in Los Angeles to go to Sweetgreen a few months ago. And when I got there, and this is the most, one of the most interesting things I've ever said, but the menu, and I have 20/20 vision, but the menu is actually so small that I couldn't read it. And I thought, someone needs to do something about this. If this girl, if me with 20/20 can't read the ingredients.
What choice do the rest of us have?
I really need to shit. My body is so clogged up. I know it's why I'm in a bad mood because my body's clogged.
Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland.
I actually have to share this. Brian was looking at my butt the other day and he said it looks really good. And I was like, no, it doesn't. And he was like, let me take a picture. And it actually looked so good in the position I was in.
That's amazing. That reminds me of two things.
Do you want to hear about the position?
Okay, yeah.
So I was laying on my stomach. I was laying on the bed on my stomach. And then he kind of grabbed one cheek. So it looked really hot.
Yeah, once.
I guess the position was laying down.
I wonder if I should. That's an amazing position. Now I have so many things to say. Okay, first of all, the first thing I'm going to go to is when Lauren Conrad famously was on, like, the Howard Stern radio show. And it was, like, a headline where it was, like, Lauren Conrad eviscerates shock jock Howard Stern because he was, like, what's your favorite position? And she was, like, yes. CEO. And the headline was, like, and without missing a beat, Lauren Conrad fired back CEO.
Where do you think she first heard that? Like, who taught her that?
Exactly my thought. I don't know who taught her. I don't know who taught her that, but someone taught her
if
that.
If you are the person who taught Lauren Conrad the joke of CEO being your favorite sex position, then please reach out.
I actually want to know, like, because I'm sure the person doesn't even know they taught her that. Like, she heard someone say it once and was like, that was smart. But I want to know if you're someone who, before Lauren Conrad said it,
eviscerated shock jock
Howard Stern. Please come forward because we're going to do a nationwide search to find out the person who incidentally or accidentally taught Lauren Conrad. Not that it's bad on Lauren Conrad's part. It's good to learn, but we just need to know the true origins. Secondly,
I actually have a really quick question. I had to ask Brian to explain Howard Stern to me. Like, why is everyone okay with him, even though he just says, like, really offensive stuff all the time?
I don't know.
But everyone's okay with it? But everyone's okay with it. Billie Eilish is, like, on his TV show or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
If someone wants to explain Howard Stern, I don't really care at the same time. Like, Brian was like, he's just a legend. And I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Like, every clip I've seen of Howard Stern, it's a woman on a show, and he's like, where'd you get so fat, you little fucking slut? And everyone's like, yes, that's so funny.
It's always like, this slut's going to ride a Sibian in the studio.
Well, you knew I used to jerk off to the sluts riding the Sibian on E.
Is Sibian real?
I mean, I guess, but how would you ever have that in your house? Like, I can't even have room. I don't have room for a couch, much less a Sibian. If you live in New York and you have a Sibian in your apartment, seek treatment.
Yeah, wait. I do want to know, like, is there...
Let me look it up.
Sibian. Can you order one?
And I wonder how much they are.
Look up if you could... Let's find out. Look up if you
order
could...
Order one on Amazon.
Order one on Amazon and how much it costs.
Sibian. Okay. It's unparalleled. Ooh, the website is bad font. Okay. Sibian is the most...
Is Sibian a company or is it just a product?
Like Vaseline?
I picture Sibian as just like it's made by a bunch of companies. It's made
like,
by a bunch
is it, of is it companies. Petroleum? Is it petroleum jelly or is it Vaseline?
But if I was like, I'm actually going to launch a Sibian company.
Sibian, ready for this? Sibian is... their ad copy is amazing. Sibian is the most sophisticated... Sibian is... this is more like my Tinder bio. Sibian is the most sophisticated sexual aid available. Okay, naming my daughter Sibian. It's unparalleled simplistic design. Blah blah, boring, boring, boring. Oh, you can also you can have a lifetime 30 years.
For nearly 30 years, Sibian has been the leader in self-gratification products for women. Sibian is a trusted brand that stands behind its product. Our continued dedication to customer service and creating a quality product is what sets Sibian apart. Also, Sibian is a company. Sibian is not just the name of an I thought Symbian was the name of the object, and it was made by different
Symbian. It must be. It must be.
Because Symbian.com is making it sound like Symbian is
the... Well, if Symbian's the name of the company, then what do you call the item?
I think it's like how you would call a Dyson vacuum cleaner, like a Dyson. You know what I mean? No,
because you could also say that that's... Here's what I'll say. If I saw a Dyson vacuum cleaner, I would be like, that's a vacuum cleaner. If I saw a Symbian, I'd be like... That's a Symbian.
See, I think because Angela's so obsessed with Dyson vacuum cleaners and he's always talking about a Dyson and wanting a Dyson and getting a Dyson, then when I see a Dyson, I'm like, that's a Dyson.
Okay, so guess how much they are. Did you?
Oh, look? I didn't look.
Okay, this is an amazing... Hey, then this is going to be an amazing game for
okay. Okay, how much does a Symbian cost? Okay, let's say I get three guesses and you tell me higher or lower after the first two. And then however close I can get, like, that's how good I do. Okay. Cool. 300.
Oh.
Higher.
Higher.
3,000.
Lower.
Oh gosh. Oh, this is such a big range.
This is such an awesome game. Try playing this at your next holiday gathering.
$1,799.
Okay. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
$1,245.
That's a lot of money to spend on a Symbian. Yeah,
but it also doesn't seem like that much when it's like when you think of how much rent is.
You know, is it like a Theragun? It's kind of like a Theragun. You can get the Theragun Elite or the Theragun Pro or the Theragun Travel, and they're all like different.
To pay that much to jerk off when I could just use my finger does feel, I'm going to say it, insane.
I do think it feels like an incredible invention.
I'm sure it feels, I actually feel horny looking at the pictures of it, even though it looks fucking disgusting. Lifetime warranty for $200. So it's really more like $1,400. That's a lot of money.
So interesting, all the different versions I'm looking at now.
I know, and the different penises.
Yeah, some of them don't very much look like traditional shaped penises at all.
Not even. Some of them are penises with circles in the middle. I don't know if I'd like that.
Some of them, yeah. Some, yeah.
A double. Like, oh my God, do you think I could do ass and pussy?
Oh.
Why is that doing that? Just
kidding. I don't know.
Why is that? Ew.
I don't know.
Brian and I always like get turned on by talking about my asshole, and then the second he touches it, I'm like screaming in pain.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's a story of holes.
Oh, I am getting... Here's the thing. Oh, my God. There's one that's just a finger.
Oh, that's chic.
Yeah,
is but that one cheaper?
I would need more than one finger, right, girls? I told you my famous story, girls, right? Right, girls? My famous story. Girls was when this girl in my high school... I was not even close to in the conversation. I was just like listening in, and these girls were talking about like their weekend and she like gestured to her friend like, I'm sore. And then her friend was like, they were like giggling, and then she gestured to her friend and she holds up three and she goes, three fingers.
Oh my God. I was like, oh my God.
I never even had one.
I love that aspect of youth, of childhood, of innocence.
I know. How many fingers?
That reminds me of being a freshman year. And I always sat next to this girl named Nicole in drama class. And she had like fake red hair, like auburn hair. Like, you know, like that kind of red that's like, it's like Kate Walsh style. You know Kate Walsh?
Yeah.
It's like her color she had, and she
Speaking
was pretty.
Of Kate Walsh, I haven't seen the new Emily in Paris yet. Have you?
No, but I have to finish the story. I mean, I have seen most of it.
I'm sorry.
But and she would always eat French fries in drama class, and she loved the French fries so much. And she would keep a condom in her pocket of her uniform shirt, and she showed her friend once in drama. But she was like gorgeous, and you could tell she was like sexually active. And but we were, you have to remember, we're 14, we're freshmen. And then at the end of each year in my high school, there was a Six Flags trip where you went to Six Flags.
Oh,
and I was, me and my friend were behind her in line at Six Flags for the Superman coaster where you lie down on the coaster.
Of course.
she was talking about how much better it feels when you put your, when the guy puts your leg up, like, basically like near your head kind of, and like goes in really deep. And I was like, this is crazy, we're only 14, and she even knows what feels best.
Wow. I wonder where she is now.
I know, I remember her last name, so I do have the ability to look her up.
Let's hack the mainframe, as it were. This, I'm sorry, I'm still on the Symbian website, and I will get off it soon, but this one's just for men. Oh.
Oh, wait, okay. Really?
I can't tell what that is.
When you say just for men,
it looks like a...
Does that mean that it's a...
It looks like a penis pump.
Oh, so it's a hole. It's just for men who want a hole, not for men who have a hole. I guess they would just use the woman's one.
Yeah, you could write a Sibian. Hey, easy. Hey, look at me. Look at me. You could write a Sibian easy, babe. Anyways, one of the testimonials said this woman never had an orgasm until she got on a Sibian.
Wow.
Her husband got one for her anniversary. That's cool.
Poor husband, though. In a way. Yeah. In a way, poor husband. But I have to find this girl. Where is she now?
Beta. Oh, yeah. Let's find that girl now. Let's do a letter for help.
Hi, Patrick and Patrick. Huge fan of your work and all that you stand for. I would love to hear your hot takes for 2022, what's in for 2022, and what's out for 2022, aka what we're bringing in and what we're leaving behind. For example, I think we're absolutely bringing in triple texting and leaving behind the romance novels, the Hulu streaming series pipeline. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Interesting. Okay, queen.
What did she say we're bringing queen. In?
Triple texting.
Yeah,
triple
absolutely. Texting. I love that.
Yeah, I don't feel love anymore like in my late 30s that I'm in, meaning that I'm 33 in 3 months, I have no sort of like stigma around double, triple, quadruple texting. I always text you till the cows come home and I don't need an answer.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It is so crazy that Vax cards don't fit in the classic wallet.
Wait, did you see that story that like someone bought like a passport case on
And there was a fake Vax card.
There's a fake Vax card in it.
I actually did see that, and I wondered what that was really about.
Okay, wait. What are we leaving behind? And what are we?
Sorry. Okay, I'm present. Okay. Let me think. Let's go. Let's do stream of consciousness really fast. Like 2022. Yeah. 2022. What's in?
I'm leaving behind my haircut.
Here's what's in. Water, flared pants, saying no to things you don't want to do. Here's what's out.
Social. All socials.
All social media.
Caring even about TikTok.
Caring about anything. You know what's out? Here's what's out. Binge drinking at parties with people you don't want to talk to.
And also what's out, you know, what's in is like seeing someone like get a lot of attention on social media and being like, okay, so ..
What's in is seeing people getting a lot of attention on social media and being like, I hope they handle this well.
Yeah. And like, it's also like what's seeing someone getting a lot of attention on social media and being like, okay, that doesn't even get you anything.
You know what's out? Beds that are so low to the ground.
Oh,
jump.
Are they?
I want to jump up on my bed. Get over it.
No, I like a bed that's so low to the ground. So for me, that's in 2022.
You know what society hasn't figured out? And I say this, they haven't figured out wallets. So in 2022, it's all about figuring out what wallet works for you. I bought this on a whim and it's not what I wanted.
Yeah, that looks weird. No offense.
It's so weird. It's not even impossible to... Wait, that wasn't English. It's so weird. It's not possible to describe what it is.
Yeah. So those are the things.
What else is in? You know what's in? What's in is that I just washed with a toothbrush the David Yurman bracelet my dad got me in high school. And I was kind of thinking of bringing it back.
What's out is being mad at people. I feel like we're like, I'm just over being mad at people.
Oh, being mad at people is so out. Oh, honestly, I can never
muster the energy to be mad at someone.
My Google spreadsheet of everyone who's wronged me, it's like, I don't even care anymore. It's cleared.
Some of the people who have wronged me, think about them, I'm like, I'm not even 1,000% certain they even still exist or ever did.
I agree. Oh, wait, do you know that I was skiing and I got pretty good by the end?
Oh, really? You know, I'm pretty good at skiing.
Oh, I would love to go skiing with you.
Angela
but I have
says
to say, knows- it really... It is, you know, you've heard it once, you've heard it a million times, but it is more schlepping than I ever thought humanly possible. It is.
Yeah, I hate skiing. Oh, skiing is an awful activity that should have never been invented. Skiing should have never been invented. It should have never been popularized, and it should have never been normalized.
But I had a really fun time.
Okay, those are three things that should never have happened.
I had to cancel my LA trip, but I'm so happy I still got to see my fam on Christmas. Oh, also, I posted 21 year in review, and everyone was like, where's the picture of Pat?
Oh my god!
I'm like, if you think Pat and I take pictures of each other when we hang out, that's the last thing these two dysmorphic whores are up to.
No, yeah, who I keep thinking about?
Who?
The person that you talked to, and I was like, did they say anything about me? And they only said one thing about me. And I was like, I wish they said more things about me. And you were like, they only said one thing about you, and it was quick.
Everyone has a crush on that person.
I know, it's so annoying.
It's okay.
And the other thing I was going to say, you know, Merrick posted this picture of him with this absolute gorgeous man, this essential B porn star person. And
yeah, so the thing about Merrick,
messaged
him.
Yeah. I messaged him. I said, hey, hi.
Leave some for the rest of us.
Leave some for the rest of us. And he was like, we're friends. And I was like, okay. But the weird thing was, when I clicked on the guy's Instagram, Merrick wasn't even following. Merrick wasn't following him. But they were together in Mexico. And Merrick was like, he's my really good friend. And I was like, well, you should follow him then, especially because he's hot.
that's quite a conundrum. I find that, like, so it's funny when, like, one of your best friends is all of a sudden, like, on vacation with people you don't even know. And you're like, okay, I know nothing about your life.
You know what? I know. You know what I'm having the classic experience of lately?
What?
I'm having the classic experience of, like, seeing pictures of yourself from 3 years ago and being like, oh, my God, I was so much hotter and I didn't even appreciate it. You know what I mean? Three years ago, I was hot.
It's the picture crazy. The picture of us at Patty and Mitra's going away where I look like a sex doll, I look so beautiful.
Yeah, me too.
Not that it's good or bad, but I am triple the size now.
Do you know that Patty and Mitra's going away was 3 years and 1 day ago? And yesterday was me and Angela's 3 year anniversary.
Wait, you know what's crazy is that yesterday, literally, I was sitting with Brian and my dad, and my dad was like, how long have they been together? And Brian and I were like, oh, it's probably their anniversary right around now, because it's near Patty and Mitra's going away.
Mm-hmm. But was Brian at Patty and Mitra's going away? No.
Yeah, he came later, and he brought me a gift, and then he broke up with me.
Oh, right. I forgot Brian was, like, in our lives at that point.
It's crazy that I've known Brian for, this was our fourth Christmas.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Having known the pleasure of each other's bodies. I wouldn't say we're together, but this was the fourth Christmas in my life where I knew what it was like to have sex with Brian. And guess what? Amazing.
You know what I was thinking about, too, the other day, and, like, really, like, fondly, what memory I was having? Me, you, and Meg stalked her in the upstate retreat.
I wish I could go back to the worst anxiety in my life.
Sam Smith DM'd me on the way there, and we couldn't figure out why.
That was crazy.
I peed in a bottle for no reason. We signed up for Cameo, even though we didn't want to.
Mike, well, I'm so sorry. I, like, have some mental block where I have a few cameos that I just let expire because I don't know why, but I can't do them. But just keep requesting me because I will do them. Or just text me and I'll feel guilty.
Yeah, I feel really bad.
Oh my God.
Started. I did a lot while I was in quarantine, but then it got to be Christmas. It got to be, like, I was stressed out and I let a bunch expire in the last couple of days, and I really do apologize. It's so hard. You know, people don't talk about this, but it's so hard.
Brian just
I wish I could go back into the past so badly.
You know what actually I have to say? You couldn't pay me to go back. I don't want to go back.
I would go back.
Wait, do you want to hear about the porn Brian just sent me?
Yeah.
The title is Valentina and Mia Share a Cock.
I hate three-person porns. Oh, for some reason, okay. I have such a mental block. I can't even watch them.
It's okay.
What's wrong with me?
Nothing. Nothing is wrong with you. You're beautiful. You're made in God's image. I don't want to go back in the past. Here's what I feel. I don't want to go back, but I wouldn't mind having my old body for a little bit.
I think I would like to. I used to feel so much joy and excitement, like, in 2018. I think being in LA reminded me of previous times.
The things that excited us, like, came back to haunt us.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Wait. Oh, my God. I just saw the best.
A text from Ashley, your cameo rep.
Oh, my God. You know, now my cameo rep's name is Nate, but his last name is Todd, and I always accidentally call him Todd because it's a famous situation of having two last
names. Mine's name is Todd. Or he's obsessed.
Yours name might be Nate.
Shout out Nate Todd.
Shout out to him, but he doesn't follow me on Instagram, but he did listen to our Lucas Gage episode because he texted me and said, loved the Lucas Gage episode. I'm reading Slouching Towards Bethlehem, and there was such a good quote.
Let's hear it, baby.
Oh my gosh.
R.I.P. by the way. A lost legend.
I know. Isn't it crazy that
we were talking about her in such a
literally way. I started her book the day she died, hours before she died. Crazy. I literally killed the woman. Oh God, I was in on Keeping a Notebook.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah, it's the best one. It's something about, like, staying on nodding terms with all of our past selves.
Oh, wait. I want to hear about that.
Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it, like, in time. You want to monologue for a little bit?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. Right now I'm ripping, oh, God, gel manicures. They really... Oh, that's what I'm doing. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. I thought I was ripping my gel off, and I'm ripping my fucking toenail off. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, fam. I'm sorry to my team. My toenail is... Oh, this hurts sore, March. Okay, I'll monologue about something else. I finished Love Island. Ah, season 3 Australia. And my favorite couple... Oh, there it goes. My favorite couple won. And I think we can get them on the pod because I say this with so much love. No one on Love Island Australia recent season has that many followers. So I think they are what I would call... Brian and I watched that show, Amazon's Making the Cut. It's like Project Runway for Amazon, but it's literally haunted because every challenge, the designers have to make like a couture look and then what they call an accessible look that they would sell on Amazon.com. But obviously all the accessible looks are still psychotic. And Brian and I would laugh and picture like our moms trying to wear like the accessible looks. So anyways, I think that the Love Island season 3 contestants are rocking an accessible look, which means AKA they might respond to my DMs. We almost had someone from Love Island on the pod, but I guess she canceled last minute. Hopefully we'll get her back in the new year. Canonically, of course, my religion dictates I do believe that the new year begins in September when school starts, when you're wearing corduroy, and when there's a gentle breeze that makes you wish you were younger than you ever were. But the year is technically starting. I actually feel really good about the year starting. I'm like so ready for a fresh start. I had a really, the end of the year was really incredible, but also hectic. I'm glad I got COVID out of my system. My goal is I'm really going to take care of myself for the first 3 weeks of January. I'm going to do Sobina Januarina. If anyone wants to join me and be like accountability buds, like DM, because it's hard, especially in January when there's nothing to do and it gets dark the second you wake up. But I know from experience in cutting back on booze, my girl. First of all, at a certain point, I'm at a place now where I was drinking. I'm almost done. I was drinking so much during the holiday season that it actually stops being fun at all. So I'm excited to do Sober Jan. And what I've learned about doing Sober Jan is that the first 3 days are annoying and then you don't really think about it. So Team Sober Jan, reach out. I'm also going to do my journal. And now we're dropping back in for the Joan Didion quote that Pat has found.
Okay, wait one second. Sorry.
And just like that, whoa, I feel it.
I found part of it, but I want to find more of it. All right, so this is only part of it, but...
And Just Like That is growing on me, the Sex and the City program.
We are well advised to keep on nodding terms with the people we used to be, whether we find them attractive company or not. But wait, there was more, There was more. Okay, I think we are well advised to keep on nodding terms with the people we used to be, whether we find them attractive company or not. Otherwise, they turn up unannounced and surprise us, come hammering on our mind's door at 4 a.m. of a bad night and demand to know who deserted them, who betrayed them, who is going to make amends. We forget all too soon the things we thought we could never forget. We forget the loves and the betrayals alike, forget what we whispered and what we screamed, forget who we were.
Fuck me up.
I know.
It is. I have so much. I used to get so embarrassed of my past selves, and now I feel like a lot of compassion for them.
Yeah, that's what that whole essay is about, I think, isn't it?
Oh, I love when she's like, remember what it was to be me. That's what I write down.
Because
like,
it's so funny because I just have been thinking about that. Like, I really am having so much trouble connecting with, you know, remember in 2018? I used to feel like I knew so much who I was, and I used to feel so engaged with my life, and I don't feel like that anymore. I feel like this, like, blank slate who's so boring and doesn't have, like, thoughts. Like, I feel like I need to go somewhere or do something, or, like, I need to get out of here, I think. I don't know, like, but it's a pandemic, I guess.
No, I feel like every, like, 5 or 6 years, I go from knowing everything about myself to literally nothing and feeling like I've never had a single thought. But yeah. I will say getting to go to Latvia and do the pilot and, like, have a completely, like, new experience that was totally all-consuming, like, changed my, like, woke me up and changed my life.
You know, I've been having this recent dread that, like, sometimes I feel like for me to really understand, I still need to understand myself a little bit better than I do. And I think to do that, I'm going to need to go somewhere completely different than I've ever been and completely leave my life, just drop out for like 6 months to a year and figure out who I am outside of it all. And that worries me about my relationship, because I feel like, how can you really ever know yourself if you're in a relationship? Because you're always beholden to this other person, and you're always thinking about yourself in terms of how you relate to someone else. And that means you can never know who you are, like, in a vacuum and separate from that. And I don't know how people do it, and how does no one else freak out about that? Like, if I never do that, then I'll just have to know myself this much for the rest of my life, and it's not enough. I need to know a little bit better to understand. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And I think that's why I'm like, that's why it was so important for me to like get my own apartment when I broke up with my ex, LOL.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I literally, when I was in that relationship, I was like, I can't stay in this because I haven't even had time by myself yet.
Yeah.
But I do think now that I'm in a relationship that's more like, I don't know, we're really good at doing our own thing. So I feel like, I mean, I totally get it, but I think there's a way for you to go on some kind of solo journey or adventure, or even just live in a different city for a few months.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. But are you just running from something, or you really think
you need
to...
Well, that's the thing. It's, like, it's impossible to know.
You've also been, like, working the same job for, like, a few months now, and that makes you feel a little crazy.
Totally, I know.
But I get it. It's, like, it does start to feel... It's, like, the greatest thing in the world to, like, be so in love. But you have to remember who you are and who you were without that love.
Right. And, like, sometimes there's this vision I have of, like, or not vision, but, like, this thought I have of, like, or I guess I'll go back to being that person I was, like, if I'm ever alone again. But then I'm like, but wait, I still want to be that person in some, you know what I mean? It feels like,
Yeah, I feel like when I'm not in a relationship, sometimes I'm a higher frequency or a more vibrant version of myself,
and then it feels like to be a partner, it feels like you necessarily have to,
it grounds you
and it I think mutes you a little bit, because it makes you have to account for another person's needs all the time.
But I think it's also a good thing, because it's unsustainable to be this like live wire at all times.
Right
I don't know. I felt like in my last relationship, I started like feeling like, oh, I haven't even like listened to a new song in like 6 months. And I was like, I used to be like constantly looking or devouring new
art. Yeah.
I don't
and
know.
And the obvious answer is like, okay, Patrick, if you want to live a more interesting life, instead of like forsaking all the people around you, maybe just don't watch Teen Mom for 14 hours a day. And maybe that could even be like a way to do other things.
I think it's just like it's hard because of pandemina, you've had these new experiences, but they've been like literally in your room alone.
Right.
Like you need to go like work on a show where you're like going to set and like being involved in the production and like traveling and you know, working with people in person is going to be totally different.
Also, I don't know, because then I read that other essay, the one called Slouching to Bethlehem, where she just goes to San Francisco for months on end, not sure what she even is looking for, what story she necessarily wants to tell. And then even the people in that are like these 60s dropouts who are living these insane lives. And I'm like, I don't know. I you know, it's funny. I journaled this, and they might make a Substack thing of it, but I was like, I just have become overwhelmed with this fear that I am watching... I'm letting it all slip through my fingers. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, in 2 years, well, I'll be 35, which is fine.
I think with the pandemic, we're all now like extremely antsy for something to fucking happen to us, because we've been literally like life has stopped.
Yeah, I guess I just don't feel 1,000% sure what exactly it is that I would like out of life. Like, what will make it so that at the end I look back and say that was satisfying? And I'm scared that by the time I realize it, I will have let too much of it pass by. But anyways,
I want a baby. Sibian is one of the most I'm like so scared. I know my ovaries are so... I'm trying to, like, call this gynecologist, but we keep playing phone tag, and I'm doing that thing where I just, like, am not listening to the voicemail, even though it's been on my phone for, like, 2 weeks. I need to go see if I have any eggs or what's going to happen with me.
Oh, my
gosh. Not that I'm even close to ready. But if I can't have kids, maybe I'll just adopt when I'm older and will you still love them as much? Will you love them as much?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, of course. I want a baby. I want to adopt a baby like tomorrow.
Oh my God. But I'd love that. Then you'd really not be able to go to San Francisco.
Yeah. It's also so funny to think of San Francisco then in the 60s and like San Francisco now where it's like tech bros and stuff like that.
I fucking hate San Francisco. I went there and our car got broken into and everyone was annoying and the weather was weird. Here's what I'll say. I think that as a 30-year-old who knows literally nothing, it seems like you basically have, if you want to have a kids in a family, you have to stop your life for like essentially 20 years. And then if you're interesting and adventurous enough, you can kind of start your life again after that. But you can't, unless you're a billionaire slash bad parent, you can't.
Yeah.
Parent. You can't actively parent and still keep like living some sort of essay worthy lifestyle.
The shape of, but
what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Make jokes about having a kid at Club Coming? LOL. But like, my little baby's being annoying.
Joan Didion had a husband and a kid.
And I know they both died in the same year. Horrific.
Horrific, horrific, horrific.
Oh, she had a kid when she went to San Francisco?
I don't know. Maybe not that, but I think she was married when she went to San Francisco.
Yeah, marriage to me, sometimes it seems so freeing and like beautiful. I'm at a point now where I know like I definitely want to marry Brian and I'm hoping, you know, I'm not in a rush, but I can't imagine my life without him. But at the same time, I do sometimes yearn for that sexy little girl running around Europe being a whore. It's pretty fun. You need to go to Europe.
I don't think Europe is my first on my list.
Well, it's also honestly like if you're gonna be if you're not like clubbing and stuff, then
I'm definitely not clubbing and stuff. Oh God, going to Europe to club is not what I want right now.
it's not what I want right now, but it's what I wanted when I was 20.
Wait, okay, should we wrap up?
I guess. You know, when I was picking at my toenail and now my finger is dirty, I don't want to touch my computer.
Classic situation.
My toenails, it hurt what I did there.
Do you have a crush of the week?
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Catherine, I'm trying to end it.
Oh, okay. Keep that in so you guys know what I put up with. My crush of the week. Oh, my crush of the week is my brother's girlfriend, Laura, because she gave me the cutest Christmas gift. She gave me this tiny necklace. It's a charm. It's a tiny key, and it says my building number where my brothers and I live. Isn't that so cute?
And my crush of the week is Will Russ. Follow Jesse Spano on Twitter.
Yes, Will Russ too. Absolute angel.
Person. And he watches the challenge just like how I do.
Do you feel hot today? I kind of look good, I think.
I don't. I mean, it's like
laughable. Do you think I kind of look good?
Yeah, you look great. You look great. I need a haircut. I need a lot of work right now.
We both need to get some work done.
Yeah.
We need to get work done.
Are you mad at me? Because I kind of freaked out when you wouldn't let me end it.
No, I was just enjoying talking to my friend.
But no, me too. But like all good things that a dot must come to an end. And that's what those are the episode titles of the two-part series finale of Dawson's Creek.
But I also feel like I didn't say, I was like asleep the first half of the epi and now I'm finally waking up. But it's fine because I actually have to go get ready for dinner anyways.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
All right. Live, laugh, love.
Are you mad at me?
Absolutely not at all.
Live, laugh, limoncello.
Live, laugh, limoncello.
Bye. Seek treatment if you're boring.